The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
Once again, it's the Football Podcast. Simon and Jim in Henry, a very busy Henry Addington.
Friday, I don't think we've ever recorded on a Friday lunchtime, have we?
No, because it's never been this busy. So if you're hearing more...
Monday or Wednesday, usually, aren't we? We're on Monday, Wednesday.
It's normally nice and quiet. There's a lot of background noise you're probably going to get, so we'll speak up so you can hear us. Obviously, it's been another busy week, Jim. Lots going on. England under-21s looking pretty average.
Let's talk about the fixtures, first of all, because as we're doing it Friday lunchtime, we're the first podcast, I would imagine, to give our reaction on to the fixtures. Some interesting ones. Arsenal got hard running. A hard start, rather.
I've not seen any of the Premier League ones yet.
You've done what most people do, look at their own clubs. I mean, everyone, you look down, first game of the season, probably Boxing Day.
New Year's Day.
There's New Year's Eve fixtures.
New Year's Eve and the 2nd of January.
Yeah, I don't know if the Premier is the same, but yeah, Football League and New Year's Eve.
I don't think I've ever been to a game on New Year's Eve.
And then you look at your running, didn't you? You look at the last 3-4 games. But, I mean, you look at a team, you think, oh, that could be our game. You don't know anything until the season starts, do you? Like, if you're in a Premiership, you're going to look down, and Premiership, you've got an idea. If you've got Man U, Chelsea, Arsenal, they are going to be fucking our games. In the sort of Championship, League 1, League 2, you might look at a team like, in the Championship, you're going to expect Cardiff's going to be our game. Cardiff might completely bomb out.
Cardiff, who have just announced Malcolm Mackay as their new manager.
That's an interesting one.
I think it'll be good. But yeah, fixture-wise, though... it is like that. You say, who have you got opening day? Who have you got Boxing Day? So over the Christmas, New Year period. And then you look at your running. And for us, as Gillingham fans, our running on paper looks quite tough.
Plus, you look at some of the dates, like summer dates. So if you've got if you're in the Championship, you're looking at Blackpool away, you don't want that in December, do you? You want like an August. Torquay in our league.
Yeah.
Just things like that. So, yeah, I haven't looked at it properly yet. I'm going to sit down this afternoon, hopefully, work a little bit. Less hectic, it was this morning. Sit down. Get a Mars bar, someone that relaxes me, and have a proper look at them.
Well, one of the main things that came out of our particular fixture list, our first Tuesday night game, I think it's the 15th of August, we're going back to Barnet.
Yeah, that was a big...
We had great fun at Barnet last year.
It was a podcast now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll have to invite Pete along to that. Obviously, might be an appropriate time to pub the drinks next Friday, Simon.
That's a very good point. Yeah, this a week today, Central London, the podcast, I nearly said podcast world tour. Let's give it a bit more gravitas than they actually have. The podcast Alpine Trail around Soho. We're starting off at the...
This is live and dangerous.
This is live.
Simon just got pushed out of the way by a bigger boy.
Bigger boy in a suit.
Who wants to go and smoke.
But we're going around 6 or 7 pubs in Soho. We're going to have a pint in every pub, and in each pub we're going to reveal the winners. Some might say losers. Of our end of year awards, aka the Alpines, and we're going to toast them in each pub, and it's basically an excuse to go out and have a few beers at the end of the season, because we haven't done that yet.
See if we can actually get anything that records and that you can use on some sort of show.
We'll see.
It's happened before. Do you remember when Stuart Orr turned up absolutely smashed? still angered by that, I am.
I think it should be quite interesting if we can actually get this to work and get to record a little bit in each pub. Just listening to the deterioration as the evening goes on can be quite entertaining. It's almost a science experiment.
Talking of deterioration, our friends at Rural One Football were sending some interesting tweets last night, which I've seen, luckily, before of it in my lunch.
Simon Laird, you are a wrong'un and a bad, bad man.
But it was funny. I think the world needs more people like him. More testicles like those.
It was an interesting selection of pictures. They're public, asked for it, and they got it, didn't they? So
I think they were talking about putting the picture in question onto a Christmas card. I think we should make a calendar. we'll add something. We've got some dodgy photos of Stuart Orr. No bollocks on his head yet, but we can arrange that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Basically, teabagging.
Yeah. But it was... I've completely lost my thread now. Yeah, no. Hopefully the Scottish boys, we'll get to see them again next season.
Talking of Scottish boys...
Yes.
McGreech.
Alex McLeish. If you're an Aston Villa fan...
They're still at the ground, aren't they? Aren't they still protesting?
Trip when Gary Megson went to Bolton and they booed him to his seat on his first day. It's going to be worse than that.
It's a strange one. It is a very strange one.
It's like, I can't, it's like Kenny Dalglish pitching up at Old Trafford.
I think there's a big majority of supporters that haven't been brought into this equation. That's the Birmingham fans. I'd like to know what I think they're probably just pissing themselves now.
Well, they haven't got a manager yet, have they? So.
It's gone very quiet. As soon as it happened, it's like, right, Villa fans out. I'd actually like to know what the Birmingham fans are thinking. One, were they happy that he left? And two, what are they thinking of the whole situation? I imagine they are just pissing themselves. Literally pissing themselves.
Yeah, quite likely. Now, what we're going to do, we've got a few of our esteemed work colleagues around us. And what we'll do, we'll fire around a few general questions about the teams they support, find out what their hopes and fears are for the coming season.
Some chips and our onion rings.
That's fantastic. We've had chips and onion rings, so we'll be eating them while they're answering the questions. So we'll
chips, onion rings and lager. Lovely. Yeah,
that's what Friday lunch time
is. Get a Stoke City fan over.
Right, Mike Messina, get yourself over here, son. Okay, can you please introduce yourself to the listening public, please?
I am Mike. I'm a Stoke fan. Come from Stoke, originally born
proper
there.
Stoke fan.
Proper Stoke fan.
Always in debt to Mike because he told me what an oatcake is.
Yeah, well, I educated everyone on oatcakes, so I'm yet to bring them in yet, and I haven't tried them. But,
you want to bring it into Sue Cook's thing next week?
Oh, I should do, yeah. I don't think Caribbean food and oatcakes will go together quite well, but then again, they don't really go with anything, so,
one of them. Other than heart disease.
So, Stoke have had an alright season, haven't they? So, what?
Very good season, yeah.
What on earth is going to happen next season? It can only go downhill now, can't it?
We've just seen the draw for next season, the first three home games. We've got Chelsea, Liverpool, then Man United. So.
Nice
easy start.
Your home first game?
Home first game to Chelsea, so that should be quite interesting. We've got Europa League football, so that might put a bit of a strain on the squad. And,
Mama Sidibe will get a game.
Has he got any legs?
The tallest man in the world that can't head a football, possibly.
That's the one.
Yeah, he could be a star this year, so you never know. He's been in a plaster cast for the last two.
He's got bad legs.
So would you say you were confident in next season, or do you think you're going to finish in the Premier League?
I think it's probably going to be the same sort again, mid-table, far beyond that, but we struggled this year, so in a little bit of a way.
Have you signed anyone yet?
Not really, no.
A lot of sort of mates that he's been interested in, like.
Oh yeah, quite interesting in that, so they're not all stray dogs or some people for it. So.
Stray dogs.
Yeah, stray dogs of football.
We're a lot of stray dogs we support.
Mills, the Reading centre-back.
Matt Mills,
he'll be a decent signing for anyone who gets it. I know Pulis loves a centre-back anyway. He's looking at him, so that'd be interesting.
Should be a fair season, so pretty much similar to what we had before. So.
Top man. Right, Abby, introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, I'm Abhishek, and I'm a Manchester United fan.
Whoa. Local boy?
Not really.
That's the best gag size I've ever done.
So, okay, tell us about how obviously United champions last season. How are they going to do next season? Are they going to same again, or are they going to face more competitions coming around?
No, I think next season is going to be quite tough. I mean, I can see probably a six-way competition for the Premier League title. Chelsea would certainly spend a lot of money. So would Arsenal for a change, and Man City as well. Liverpool have already started spending, and Tottenham as well. I think it's going to be a tight season. Realistically, I don't see we would probably retain the title, but it's going to go down to the wire. So, fingers crossed.
It's going to be a close one.
It's definitely going to be a close one.
Okay, if I gave you £5 of my hard-earned cash and sent you down the bookies, and you had to put a bet on a team to win the Premier League next season, who would you put it on?
I think most of the Red Devil fans over there will kill me, but I think it's Man City.
Man City? And that's from a United fan as well.
Yeah, as long as they can retain Tevez, I think they've got a good chance. I mean, if they nick Sanchez from under our nose, I think they'll have a terrific squad. Silva on the left, Sanchez on the right, with Tevez up front, that's going to be probably the best striking option in the Premier League. But I'm being realistic. Anything for £5, if you have to put it that way.
Well, I think Sanchez is going to Barcelona, so I don't know if City will get him either. But so, City to win the league from United fan. I'm amazed by this. Right, we'll talk to Sumit in a minute, who is also a Manchester United fan, who also doesn't come from Manchester. All right, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Dan Silver.
And who do you support?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Right, okay. How do you rate your... If you were a school teacher and you were rating Tottenham season, you were giving them a grade, what would you give them?
I'd have to give them A-, I'd say.
A-?
A-.
It's hard one, Spurs, isn't it? Because you go on Europe, you're going to grade them highly, but then they missed out on the top four.
If they'd got top four, I would have given them an A this season, but... It's got to be A-. I mean, absolutely outstanding in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, different class to watch. Gave it their all. Magnificent under Harry. But just fell short in the league, and hopefully we had to change that this year.
So obviously not in the Champions League this season.
No.
Is that going to help you in the league?
Probably not, because we've got the Europa League, which is a bit of a poison chalice.
I wouldn't be surprised if you find yourself going out of that in like the second round or something.
Yeah.
Well, it might pay the kids.
Exactly.
Give them a chance. So.
That'll do it.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, as long as we keep hold of the top players and get a few signings, you never know.
Modric, though.
Yeah, he wants 45 million for him.
If Chelsea or City want him, they'll get him. They'll pay the money, won't they?
I mean,
Chelsea are trying to sign him. They've even got a manager.
Which is really weird.
Unless Hiddink is there and he's just doing it behind the scenes.
Or it shows how much Abramovich is in control and how the managers have so little say.
He's done it before, hasn't he? He's brought players that the manager doesn't necessarily need or want.
Torres.
Shevchenko.
Torres.
Yeah. Shevchenko was the best one.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, we're playing him. He's crap. Yeah, you're playing him. Don't worry about it.
So, next season, where are you going to finish? Prediction.
I'd love to say fourth.
Say fourth then.
I'm saying fourth.
Do you believe that?
If we buy a decent striker, possibly two, and maybe another midfielder and a central defender.
Not a lot.
You know, it's
half
just half a team. But right, you know, if we keep the current players, improve on it, I think we can. Yeah.
Right, and who's going to win the Premier League?
Sorry, hang on. Me and Sumit have just realised. Are you wearing platform shoes, Simon?
No, I'm not. No.
What are they?
They are retro 1989 school shoes.
I'm being rich. They're Fila.
Just
they're
said
Fila
you're looking
shoes.
A bit tall. You've got about 5 inches on those.
No one's worn Fila since 1992.
I'm getting picked on. It's not fair.
You are down with the kids, Simon. Well, you're up with the kids because you're looking down on them. Sorry.
You done?
Yeah.
Who's going to win the league?
I think I might go Chelsea.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Chelsea would it.
Yeah.
I think they'll improve this summer. And with Hiddink, who's got a good little track record with him when he came in, I think they have to fancy Chelsea.
I think if Hiddink comes in, he's got to be right.
Plus, I think more than ever, Fergie's stare this season will be firmly fixed on the Champions League. He wants to win the Champions League before he retires again, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So I think you'll see him dropping a few players. More so than even this season just gone. Before Champions League games, before the key Champions League games.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying Chelsea as well.
Yeah. Now, you two wouldn't have heard this. A, because you weren't here. B, I don't think you were listening to Abby. Abby, Manchester United fan. Who did you predict for the title? Man City.
Really?
He predicted Man City.
Surely not.
I know.
He's just covering his butt. Mike Cox is going to go mental at that.
He's going to be spitting all over the place. Sumit.
That's a bottle job, that is.
Okay, introduce yourself. Your name and who you support.
I'm Sumit and I'm a Man United fan.
Okay, do you agree with our other resident Man United fan that Manchester City are going to win the league next year?
What?
Who the hell is he?
Right, we'll get him sacked.
Yeah, so,
and he's just drinking Red Bull. He ain't got any vodka in it.
He wants to fly on wings this afternoon. Yeah, he's flying out the door while I hear it.
So who's going to win the league next year? You're not going to do it again?
I'm hoping so, depending on who we get in to replace some of our older players.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tighter. It depends on how much Chelsea spend, who they get as manager. I don't see Arsenal being anywhere near sort of in the mix.
Yeah.
But City will definitely be up there. But whether or not they're able to hack being in the Champions League for the first time and being able to do a run on the title, I don't think they've got the temperament for it.
Right, so if you're going down to bookies with a fiver,
I'm backing my own team.
Right, who's coming second?
Chelsea.
Right, okay, Chris, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Chris.
Who do you spot?
Liverpool. Legend.
Here we go.
Who just getting on?
Okay, if you were grading your team as a school teacher, how they got on last year, what school grade would you give them and why?
I'll give them a 7 out of 10. I think they had a bad start to the season. Since January, I think when Dalglish took over, I think they only lost, 3 games underneath him. So I would say they've shown that they got resolve, they've got the strength and depth in the squad. And I think with the signings that they're going to have this coming season, they're going to be good contenders to win the to win the league.
Will they be able to challenge? Will they be able to sustain it? Because what Liverpool always used to do under Benitez, they'd look really good and then lose at a place like Wigan and Fulham where they should lose. They always did well against the big sides and then blew it against the little ones. Is they going to be stronger under Kenny?
I definitely think they're going to be stronger under Kenny. But the main reason is that players want to play for him. And I think that's the thing what Liverpool's been lacking for a couple of seasons now. Players that actually want to play for their manager. He's got a good system in place. He's got his board behind him. He's got money to buy some good players. And I think they'll be really... I think they'll be up there. I think they'll be up there, yeah, definitely.
Right, so if you're going down to bookies with a tenner and you want to get money back on this bet, this isn't a pump. You need the money back.
Yeah.
Who are you backing?
To win.
To win the league.
I can see Man United doing it again, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Yeah. If I'm being honest,
you think Liverpool for top three, top two?
I would say Liverpool will come third, but we will secure Champions League spot.
So who's going to finish second? Are you going to finish above Chelsea, or are you going to finish above Man City?
I still think Arsenal will be up there.
See, Arsenal going to be up there.
I still think Arsenal will be up there.
Right. So they got
Jovinho coming on board. He's got some money to buy a defender as well. So I can see Wenger going to pull out. If he can keep Nasri, Fabs I think is gone. Yeah. If he can keep Nasri, he'll be all right.
Cool. So give me your top four. Who's the top four in the Premier League next season? Man United first.
I would say Chelsea second.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
So you're saying Arsenal fifth?
Didn't you say Chelsea second and fourth?
Oh, sorry, no. That's how I just...
Sorry. Sorry.
Don't give him £5 to go to the bookies.
He's spreading his bets.
Yeah, spreading it. Now, what am I saying?
Man U, Chelsea, Liverpool.
Yeah, Man City.
Man City.
Yeah.
And then Arsenal.
Yeah.
Right, okay. It's going to be tight this year. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, mate. Jim, who's your top four in the Premier League? Because we haven't asked you this.
Chelsea, Man U, Arsenal, Liverpool. Philip will get back in fourth.
I'm going to go for Chelsea, Manchester United, Liverpool and Manchester City.
It's interesting, this time last season, we weren't talking about Man City as top four. People were like, they might do it right.
They're going to be now, aren't they?
Which does make it more interesting. And now you've got to talk about them along with Arsenal, Chelsea, Man U and Liverpool. The money they're spending and the momentum they've got. I'd love to see that back in the top four.
Well, I mean, last year it was Spurs. Everyone was looking at Spurs and they suffered for the Champions League. City have got the money to absorb that a bit and get more players in and have a stronger
squad. It's a squad game for them as well though. He's got to keep that squad not necessarily together, but he's got to keep them all happy, and that's why Ferguson is brilliant at what he does, because they are, it's a happy squad.
Yeah.
Like even Berbatov said he wants to stay. I think Ferguson wants him out.
Yeah.
But even though he got pissed off, he actually wants to stay because obviously he likes the club, likes the way they're done, and it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. You watch much football since the club season's finished?
I watched the Spain game last Sunday, wasn't it? The Euros.
Yeah.
That was interesting. But I didn't see the game in a week because they drew again. They need to win now, last game.
That was poor. They sort of laboured a little bit. They've got to beat the Czechs. If they beat the Czechs, they're through. So whoever, if the Czechs draw with England, then they're through. England have got to win. So
when is it? Sunday night, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. It's this weekend. I don't know exactly when. Yeah, they don't look as good as they did last time round when they had like Agbon Lahore and Young and people like that. So I think they're going to struggle, to be honest.
Man United, don't they?
Absolutely. When you look at the under-21s, that's when you see the problem going up in the quarter block.
Yeah, exactly.
Major.
Yeah.
You see how
we need like 10 Jack Wilshere.
Yeah. It's like when you see how Spain are playing, simple triangle passes, they're forming, they keep it very simple, but they every team, like Clough did that, man. Not the Forest. Mm. Every player's got their own role. Everyone knows what they're doing. I think there's a problem with that in our national squad.
Yeah.
There's too many stars. They're all about forcing them into the national squad, where Gerrard and Lampard should never really be played on the same pitch.
McLaren and Forest, I think, is a good appointment.
I think if McLaren had gone to Villa, I'd have said bad appointment. If McLaren had gone to a lot of clubs, I'd have said bad appointment. I think he needed to go back down to the Championship.
Who'd do well now?
Yeah,
and he's already done Derby, so in a coaching role. So
I think Forest is a good fit for him as well. I just think it'll work. I don't know why. My instinct just says I think it'll work.
Yeah. Anyone looking forward to Forest Leicester next season?
Forest Leicester.
Yeah. Well, Sven versus.
Well, it's Forest, Derby, and Leicester. They're all in the same division, aren't they? So
Sven versus McLaren.
Yeah.
That'd be very interesting. Leicester have got to be one of the favourites for that league.
So they look good. Southampton, I think, will do well.
Yeah, they've got possibilities to do Norwich.
They've got a decent squad there.
They're losing a lot of their stars. You've got Chamberlain, he's immense. He's going to be picked up by Man United.
Yeah, Fergie's been tracking him for a while.
Yeah.
But he was only in the Southampton team for about half a season, so you know, they had a decent side anyway.
The thing is,
Ricky Lambert.
Now they're restructured, they don't necessarily have to sell it. Whereas when they sold Walcott,
they needed the money, didn't they?
Yeah.
They needed the money.
So they can hang on to it for a little bit longer.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. Connor Wickham, if he does go to Liverpool, gives Ipswich a bit of money to spend. They've already signed Michael Chopra from Cardiff as well.
Who us?
Ipswich.
Have they really?
He'll
score goals there.
Yeah. I mean, Cardiff, I know you've said that they've got
Malcolm Mackay is the new manager now.
He's got a job to do as well, though, because they've lost so many of their players. Boothroyd's still unattached at the moment.
Yeah.
Rumours that he might go back there, but I don't think he will.
What's the new management team, so he might.
Yeah. Chopra, Burke's gone. I can't remember where he went. He went to someone
else.
Is Bellamy staying? No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Man City were demanding a big fee for him, and I think that sort of scuppered it.
It's the wages as well. That probably won't happen.
Yeah.
I know, it'd be interesting. They interviewed Shearer for the job as well, which is very strange. That would have been.
Apparently he was, you know, close friends of his were saying that he was going to take it.
Yeah.
And he changed his mind at the last minute. So.
If I was a Cardiff fan, I'd be well happy that he swerved that. I wouldn't want. I don't think that's a very good thing.
He's unproven. It's not.
Yeah, he's not proven.
But he was proven shit because he lost about 10 games at Newcastle, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the other thing, touring the Championship, Kevin Nolan.
Yes.
Where the hell did he play?
Money,
strange.
Money.
Yeah,
working with his old boss again.
Yeah, that's it.
So there's that.
He's the man who made it.
Pound notes. They're making captain. They'll take over from Scotty Parker.
They'll get the money for Scotty Parker. They've got a replacement.
Yeah.
Do you know where he started his career? Is he from the south? Is that an issue in it, or is he a northern lad?
Well, no, he's a Scouser.
He's a Scouser.
He come up, you know, he didn't manage to get through the, you know, up at Liverpool or Everton. Ended up at Bolton, worked his way through at Bolton, became club captain. Superb there.
Got his England call up.
Yeah, I mean, he's been unlucky. If you think, you know, where we've had Lampard and Gerrard and they've not been performing, Nolan's been pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Goals, definitely. Yeah.
You know, he's one of those, whether he's got the pace to play international football, but then nor's Frank Lampard. So, you know, he just hasn't played at a fashionable enough club to get in. If he played at Arsenal, he'd walk in the England team, but he doesn't. So,
it's because he's English.
Well, yeah, he's now a championship player, so he's got no chance.
There is that.
He's English and above the age of 14.
And
so
speaking of
things, not going to buy it.
Speaking of Newcastle, Speaking of Newcastle, Joe Barton was on Twitter, really, really not very happy. The big rumour today is that he could be going to Arsenal.
Joey Barton to Arsenal? That does not sound like a thing to sign.
Is that replacing Fabregas when he goes to Barca?
That's putting a...
Joey Barton to Arsenal, that would be a story.
I rate Joey Barton very, very highly. Well,
Joey Barton won't go Arsenal because he's a player I've heard of. I was even Arsenal City Golden last night and he was like, we were talking about Gillingham. We were interested in a couple of players. He just looked at me and went, it comes to something when I've heard of the players that Gillingham are going for, but I haven't heard of the players that Arsenal have been in for. Some unknown Charlton young stuff.
Yeah, some lad they've signed, 16, 17 year old or something.
He'll be at West Brom on loan within 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Can't imagine where else Joey Barton would go.
Prison.
He's cleaned his act up now.
We don't believe that for a second. He's cleaned his act up for a while. He's still a boy, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's going to be loads of signings in the next 3 weeks, isn't there? It's going to be mental.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
Eto's interesting about
it. Eto seems to have been a Premier League.
He's got
Man City all over him, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got, yeah.
How old is he now, though?
About 30, 29.
But he's been linked with Arsenal.
He's good for two seasons.
He's still got his pace.
Yeah.
He's linked with Arsenal, isn't he?
That's how Arsenal would just rip it up. It'd be brilliant.
I thought the same about Djibril Cisse, though, when he signed for Liverpool.
Well, he scored loads of goals and then he came to Liverpool, but they played him on the wing, so.
They started him up front, then they put him on the wing when they realised he was shit.
It's like Diego Forlán at United, like, in the World Cup, he was amazing, came to United, did the job against Liverpool, that's all he needed to do, really. After that, but in goes and gets the European Golden Boot.
He's a good player, you know.
Just couldn't work in the Premiership.
And he looks like Sally Gunnell. So. You know, it's one of those things, isn't it? But, right, that'll probably do for us for this week. We've cobbled something together. We'll bung this up on the website. Don't forget, next Friday, we're going to be going out and about in Soho, Football Podcast drinks. Make sure you check the website, footballpodcast.co.uk. All the details of the beers are going to be on there. Meet us in town. We're going to have a beer at each pub. We're going to go around 7 pubs, hopefully.
We make it.
Yeah, it'd be great to see you along there. Until then, we'll see you soon.